Parkcast, the UK's original theme park podcast.
Welcome back to Parkcast, park fans. We're a podcast for theme park fans, and we're here every week chatting about some theme park news, information, stuff that's going on, anything that takes our fancy, really. I'm Bex, and this is Kev.
Hi, everybody.
And this week we're going controversial. The theme park season has barely started. I mean, we're just at the very cusp of opening. And already there's controversies, particularly surrounding the Merlin parks. So this is something that I posted about online. I'd love to know your thoughts on it as well after you listen to this. But I'm going to make the case that Merlin season passes are too cheap, and I think it's causing them problems. So we'll go there, we'll discuss it, we'll see what we think about it, and if you've got any thoughts at the end of this episode, please do not hesitate to get in touch and let me know. I would love to know them. But let's get into it. This is a post that I made on TikTok after the whole ride access pass debacle was kicking off, which I know you're not online a lot, Kev, but you must have like seen all of that, all of those daggers getting thrown at Merlin for the back and forth on the ride access pass. And it was quite chaotic.
Mm-hmm. And I think because they've gone back as well on what they've said. So it's going to be interesting come opening day for this season, particularly how the rat pass is going to work and the challenges that come with it and everything.
I know it's definitely going to be an interesting one to watch. We will be doing an episode about that, I think next week. So we will get some insight into that from someone who's been affected by it. But out of the back of the rap debate, a lot of the negative comments were from people who were basically annoyed that they saw rap as a free fast track, which it's not. And obviously we'll go into that on the rap episode. But they're annoyed about it, I think, because they are generally stood in very long queues at Merlin theme parks. They must have the longest queues of UK theme parks. You don't see two and a half hour queues at any other theme park in the UK. No. You don't see it at Blackpool Pleasure Beach. You don't see it at Portland's. You don't see it at Drayton Manor. It's only the Merlin parks. So this got me thinking, why is it only the Merlin parks? Why are the Merlin parks struggling so much with queues as an issue? And the queues lead to the frustration, which leads to the blaming the rap or the fast track or whoever they want to blame. The reality is, I think the blame lies at Merlin. And that's what I want to get into.
And if you think about it as well, there's so many other rides at these parks compared to Drayton and Poland. So you think there are 8 big roller coasters at Alton Towers, and it always blows my mind how on like busy days are they all so, the queues are so long.
Well,
you know,
I think the answer to that is they have a lot more footfall. So there are thousands and thousands more people in a park like Alton Towers compared to Drayton Manor. But why are there thousands and thousands of people in a park like Alton Towers knowing that they are going to be stood in big queues? And mm-hmm. to me, the Merlin annual pass has a huge part to play in this. There is no doubt at all in my mind, it is excellent value. Like if you want to go and ride a lot of roller coasters, go to a lot of theme parks, the Merlin annual pass is crazy good value. Like it's ridiculously good value. I think it's almost too good value because it's so in reach of everybody that it almost makes sense for anybody to buy one. So therefore a trip to Alton Towers or Thorpe or Chessington is no longer a once a year thing. It's a, we'll go several times a year. And obviously as theme park enthusiasts, we would probably do that anyway, but this extends way beyond theme park enthusiasts. If you buy a Merlin annual pass, you're committing to going several times a year and you are a body in that theme park, in those queues, where you might not have been otherwise if you didn't have the annual pass option. And I also think if you're an annual pass holder, you will maybe not be so bothered about the queues because it's not your one big day out a year. You're going several times. If you stand for an hour in a Nemesis queue, you're like, well, that's fine. It's not ruined my day because I'm going to be back again and next time I'll go on the Smiler or whatever. Let's just look at the actual realities of the cost of this, because I did a post about it online and I did say not everyone's going to agree with me on it and not everyone does, and that's totally fair. This is just the way I see it.
Yeah.
And it stemmed from the Black Friday deal where the essentials pass was, I think, £75. Might have been 79. It was around that kind of cost. Like it was minimal. And what do you get for that? You get year-round access to four theme parks. Obviously, there's a closed season and there are some blackout dates, more blackout dates with the Essentials Pass than other passes, but you get
But not
year-round
this
access.
many.
No, there's
Because
not. There's really
339 days is the essentials.
Which is
So
like actually crazy. I think
I
the
think that's
main.
what the old gold pass used to be.
And which would have been a lot more. And that the main blockout dates are Saturdays in August, but the Sundays are still available. So it's not like it's all weekend in August, it's just the Saturdays. The key like Easter weekend, Halloween, like, and I think Saturdays during Scarefest for like Alton Towers and Fright Nights and things like that. I think they're blocked out with the Essentials Pass. But it is, in my mind, easy enough to avoid all of those dates and still like get phenomenal value for money for 70, like 75 quid. Like, what's that? That's like one day entry into Europa Park.
That's insane. When you put it like that, it's actually crazy.
And I know that's a discounted price. And I know if you went to go online right now, the Essentials Pass wouldn't be that much. I think it's 100.
139 at the minute.
Yeah, which is, it's in, I'm going to do inverted commas, standard price. But they're also currently, or they were, I don't know if that, if this offer has now stopped, giving them away if you booked a hotel stay.
I think it was 1st of March, so end of February was when they were going to end this deal of getting an essentials pass with staying at the hotels.
Which is ne that's never been done before.
That's
That is
crazy.
like, I stayed at the Alton Towers Hotel last February for the pirate takeover. I can't, it was good enough value, like as it was. It wasn't an expensive hotel stay. It wasn't like when it's 400 quid a night. I think it was literally like 130 quid, something like that. Very like typical for a family hotel room. If I'd been given an essential pass on top of that, I'd feel like I was robbing them. Like it doesn't it feel to you like that like cheapens it a little bit that they're
It
just like
does.
giving them away so much?
It does. But it also makes sense why it was so busy at Pirate
Well,
Weekend, sorry, at Pirate Week, Pirate Takeover Week. It was so busy.
yeah, much
Is
busier than last year.
that kind of makes more sense, doesn't it? When you're thinking, how can we get more people to come along? Throw in a free pass.
Well, yeah, there will have been people who I guess may have booked hotel stays and got an essentials pass, or had got an essentials pass in the Black Friday sale, and they thought, well, this half term we'll just make the most of it. We'll start getting our money's worth. So rather than going once, we'll go three, four, five times, and before you know it, you have an area of the park that is at like crazy capacity. Clearly, the park wasn't at capacity because only a small amount was open. But for the amount that was open.
It
I,
was
like they must have been at capacity. Like the queue times that I saw were insane. 70 minutes for
I know.
Octonauts, 60
And
minutes
not
for
everyone was there
Python.
to film Bluey tested, you know.
Only 80% of vacation enthusiasts.
We know there was definitely people there doing it because we've seen it all on the internet, you know, but
Think it gives people not a great experience as well. If this is the first time you've bought a Merlin annual pass and you think, oh, we'll just go for it, it's pretty cheap. Your first experience of using that pass, if you went in Feb half term to I'm saying Alton Towers, Chessington looked really busy as well. Legoland was apparently
Oh man,
insane, and obviously Thorpe wasn't open. I think you're gonna be like, oh, have we made the right decision? Is this what it's always like? Are the queues always this big? And it worries me for the summer months if this is like a sign of things to come at Merlin Theme Park.
I would love to know what the ratio is of pass holder to general guest. It's always fascinated me and interested me that when I'm there on a busy day, you can exclude like school trip season where you know it's busy because the school trips are there. But on an ordinary day, what is the ratio of who's there with an annual pass and or hotel guest or general? Because it would be interesting to know how many people are there who essentially have already paid their money to get in. And they're there on a day who they've not paying any money into the park because they've already bought their pass. It'd be interesting to know.
It would be, and I think it'd also be really fascinating to know how that percentage compares to other theme parks. So in the post that I did, I used Europa as an example because I have become a Europa Park season pass
Yeah, I
holder this
wanted to
year.
know about this.
I know it seems crazy. I don't even live in the UK. I live in Saudi at the moment. I bought a season pass to a theme park in Germany,
You
but
were getting FOMO, weren't you?
I
You could see
was
that.
I knew I was going to go twice, and if I go, I'm going for 3 days. So it made sense. I wanted one last year and I couldn't get one. And this is the thing. So Europa Park highly, highly limits the amount of season passes they have available. It's not something that you can just pick up at any point in the year. They weren't available for the entirety of last year. I think they were available for a very short time. I couldn't get one when I tried to get one. And I, as soon as they said we are going to be putting them on sale again, I was like refreshing that page. It's like trying to get Taylor
Just
Swift tickets or
picture
something.
you do. I know exactly. Why
Try
is
it.
that? Why is that? Why do you think they do that then?
Because I think they don't want to ruin the park experience for the other guests, and I think they know if they were freely available, and don't get me wrong, they could probably sell 10 times as many season passes as they do. By the way, after I bought mine, within 2 days they were done. You couldn't get them again. Sold out again. I think they know they would have a huge demand for it, and the park would be full of season pass holders who go, well, we'll just pop along for the afternoon and we'll do a few rides and kind of, have a walk around, and it doesn't cost us anything. Stay for a few hours and go home. And I think they must have decided that that is not the way for them to operate as a business. It doesn't bring them the revenue that they need. The season pass holders don't maybe spend enough money to justify it, having them in the park. And the non-season pass holders, I guess, spend more per head, and that's the business case for it. Like, that's the only there's going to be two reasons. Either it makes financial sense for them to not do it, or they care so much about the guest experience that they've worked out having a load of season pass holders does not equate to good guest experience, or a combination of the two, I guess. And I don't know. And if I go back, I will try and find out the answer to that if we do another podcast from Europa Park. But yeah, it's highly limited. And my experience of the 6 days that I spent in that park last year, it was flawless each of those days. Not one bad day.
So you're
So
always getting a great experience every time
yeah,
you've been.
it, exactly. And my season pass cost €300. But if I'm going to spend €300 and I guarantee myself 6 great days in a theme park, to me, that's money well spent. If I'm going to spend £79 on a season pass and every time I go to that theme park, I'm waiting in a 1 hour queue for a kid's ride, or I feel ripped off at the end because the food that I bought was rubbish, or everything was breaking down as I was getting to the front of a queue, to me, that's £79 not well spent.
Yeah,
And that's
that's a
kind
very
of.
good point.
I'd rather that they put up the price and gave not just season pass holders, but every guest a better guest experience, like a
Yeah,
more
no, I totally agree.
consistent guest experience as well. Like, you do play roulette, don't you, when you go into a Merlin park? You're like, is it going to be a good one today? Like, are things
It
going to
really
open?
does.
And you live like 10 minutes from Alton Towers, so if you go, and you are a Merlin annual pass holder, which we'll talk about. So I guess if you go up and you're like, nah, this is not working today, it's not the end of the world to turn around and go back home. But I mean, the amount of people who can
Which
do
I have
that,
done. Believe it. I can count probably
have
many times how I've to like been on certain days, and it's just this is just not good. So yeah, it's not worth my time.
But what a luxury to be able to do that and go, yeah, I'll just come back. I'll come back in a couple of days. Imagine if you'd driven 4 hours and not and are paid on the gate, and it was your family's like big day out, and you get there and you're like, what have I just walked into? That's not
Absolutely.
good for any. It's not good for us as fans. It's not good for other guests, and it can't be good for the theme parks. It's not good for their reputation if people start going, oh, that was my experience.
And you don't really get that extra many perks either, because I want to know what with your Europa Pass, what kind of perks do you get with it that makes it more of a privilege of having the pass, as it is obviously a limited number?
Yeah, well, mine's a silver pass, so It is the equivalent of the Essentials Pass. There's the block out dates are very similar,
Okay.
so you don't get that much with it actually. I'm trying to think of anything actually that's. I think I get a discount on hotels, but that would be the same. Do you get that with an Essentials Pass? I don't even know actually. I know you do with the normal Merlin passes.
Yeah, you get like up to like 15% off on your platinum and gold passes
Yeah,
for
but I
staying,
think
but
on the
that's it.
essentials you don't
No,
get it.
no.
But for me it wasn't it actually isn't even about the extras, and like you don't get like merchandise discount or anything like that at Europa
Okay.
Park. It's purely the entry,
Yeah.
but for me it's the entry of knowing I'm going to go and have a good day, and that is absolutely worth it. If you get a gold pass you get like a Rilantica entry, and you get more bits and bobs, but
Okay.
it is about €200 more, so it's quite a bit more expensive. But yeah, I honestly I don't it doesn't bother me about the additional sort of bits. It's the cost of it, and it's the cost of Merlin just like literally giving them away like sweets.
Yeah.
But there's the other side of it where so a load of people might have gone, wow, that's amazing value, which as I said, you cannot like count. I can't counter that. Like £79 year-round access to theme parks and Sea Life's and Madame Tussauds and whatever, London
Yeah.
Eye, whatever the hell else you want to go on, is crazy good value. But obviously, what you don't get is the parking at the theme parks with it, which I think maybe some people didn't consider when they were rushing to buy them.
Yeah. And it's the same with the Alton Towers annual pass. So if you don't get a Merlin
Yeah.
pass, you just want a Towers one. That doesn't include parking either. Only the Gold and Platinum includes
Yeah.
the free parking.
And as we've seen, the parking has gone up. I mean, that is now no surprise to me whatsoever. I'll be more surprised the year that the parking doesn't go up.
The year they keep the price the same
Yeah,
will be a
yeah.
shock.
It will be. But it's gone up to £15 for a standard car. I think it's
That's right, yeah.
£13 if you book in
Booking of,
advance.
yeah, if you book it, yeah.
Like, why? Why is it £2 cheaper if you like? It's not like you've got a choice on where you're going to park, and they want to like reel you in and make
Literally,
sure you park with them. Like,
you're
there's
literally
no
just
other
parking
option.
your car on a bit of
Yeah.
concrete.
And
This is my
praying
thing.
the
It's
monorail
like,
opens.
you, well, do you know what's really funny? On the website, they really pushed the walking distance. It does mention the monorail, but very, very later on.
Oh.
So on the website where it says to parking, it's like website, it talks about it for standard parking, which is your £13, £15 one, the walk is 15 to 25 minutes from the theme park entrance. But if you do express, it's only 1 to 3 minutes walk from the theme park entrance.
Yeah. And how
They've
much?
made that very clearly in bold underneath that. Isn't it
Oh, I
interesting?
wonder if we're going to see some monorail closure. Let's not start that rumor off. But yeah, interesting.
But they've done that specifically because you look at, oh, well, actually, do I want to walk 25 minutes with three children?
Yeah.
Or if I pay the, what, £25 is it
I think it's
for
30,
express
isn't it
parking?
30? It was some crate. That was the one with the big
Something
increase
like
this year.
that. £15 if you've got an annual pass, though, you can now express park as well. But yeah,
It's
it's
a
very,
big cost on top of your day out. So you've got your pass, and you're like, oh, this is actually awesome value. But you do have to count in that you are going to be spending £15 on top of that every time you
Every
go as
time.
well.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It's kind of like
Yeah.
it sucks you in and you've got it, and you're going to go and do the visits and probably have a terrible time because the queues are really big and the park's full of other annual pass holders. And then they're still going to sting you at the end because they're going to get an extra £15 out of you.
Yeah. Now, I will admit it's not compared to Disney parking. So, in terms of Disney, if you go to Disneyland Paris and it's €30 just to park normally or whatever it is now.
But there's options to get there via public
Yeah.
transport, isn't
Oh,
there?
yeah, there is. Whereas at Towers, there isn't. And I
Yeah.
think that's always that's the main problem you've got with the parking is that you can't just get a bus. Well, you
Yeah.
can, but it's not the easiest
I
place to
can't
get to.
remember ever seeing, like in recent years, a bus up to Towers. I remember they used to go from like Stoke train station,
Yeah.
but I think it's like, I think you have to go to Uxton now, don't you? And
Yeah,
like
you have to go
all the
Uxton
kinds of
first.
staff, it's just not viable.
They know this. So that's why
Yeah.
it frustrated me. I could see about them talking about the walking distance because that's again them trying to get you to, go for the more express.
Yeah.
It's just the way it is. And I feel like they've dug themselves in such a hole financially that this is how they're trying to, that one of the main ways they're trying to get themselves out of it is having to put up parking.
Yeah, I honestly don't know why they don't just do it's free parking, and every ticket's like a few quid more. And it would be such a minor amount on the tickets that you wouldn't even notice it, and but you don't get that stinging feeling of why am I paying to park my car at the end of it. But yeah, it is something to bear in mind if you have bought a Essentials Pass that parking is included. And one of the tips that I did give was if you are a family and you're thinking you want to get an Essential Pass, just one of you buy the Gold Pass because that gives you the free parking. It's not like that much, but I think you had to, if you went four times or something like that, the amount more it was for the Gold Pass would pay for itself in parking charges. So it's like it's worth doing things like that. But again, it's pretty harsh. Did you see the extraordinary golf hack?
Oh, because you can get, if you pay to go golf, you get free, you get your money back on your parking, don't
You get
you?
free parking, yeah. But so this got shared around, and Pitfall was like, well, just book a round of golf, and you'll essentially, which is like 7 quid or something. Obviously, only one of you needs to book it. And then you can park, it's half price parking. But they closed that loophole because you have to take your scorecard to the extraordinary golf reception to prove that you actually played golf. You didn't just book the round of golf to get the free parking. So you have to make it around the course. Which, if you've ever done extraordinary golf,
The things we'll do to get to not have to pay to park, isn't it?
I know, like save that seven. Is it worth £7 for me to drag myself around extraordinary golf? I don't think it is. I think I pay the extra. So, you are a Merlin annual pass holder, and you don't have an essential. Are you platinum or are you gold?
I've always had a gold. I've not had a platinum. I feel like the gold is slightly better because of the amount of days that are back. My
Yeah.
birthday was always one of the days that was blocked out because
It's like
my
they
birthday is
knew.
the 30th of October. So because it was right by Halloween,
Oh,
there was always a
yeah.
blocked out day. I was like, I can't believe my pass has blocked me out on my birthday. I've had a pass since like 2008, whether it's a Towers one, but that's just because of location. Like it
Yeah.
just so happens because of living so close by, it was the option of doing that. And yes, Chessington, Thorpe Park, Legoland are what, 2.5 hours away, but the option to go once or twice a year was always there because it's included in your pass. And obviously the free parking, that's why I would never get an Alton Towers pass now.
Yeah, just
I,
because yeah,
because
it's not worth
the
it.
cost wise, there's
Yeah.
no point.
Yeah.
It'll always add up more expensive. It's cheaper to get a gold pass to do, than to do it that way.
Do you have a pass for the whole, so all your family, you all have a pass. So that's like five of you. So it's quite an investment at the start of every season.
Yes, unfortunately, our youngest now, we can't get her to pretend to be under 0.9 anymore.
Going in on her knees.
Yes, we've tried lying down in the pushchair, covered up in blankets, so there's five of us now.
Yeah. So it is a big investment, which obviously you feel is worth it. If the gold passes were, say, 250 quid each, would you still make that investment?
Probably not.
There's a limit to the.
I mean, you would probably do like what you were suggesting, where if one of you's got the gold pass, but then the rest of you either have an essentials one. Because I tend to avoid bank holidays anyway, because it's always busy.
Yeah.
So that's always one to. So having one that doesn't include all the dates is fine. I think we would, because we get the most out of it. It's because it's the renewal. So it's 239 to buy it, 179 for renewal. So it's not too bad. I'd like more benefits from it, though. I think that's the thing. Free parking is great, but only because of how much it costs. I do miss early ride time. I don't know if anyone else remembers early ride time as was a perk for having a pass and staying in the hotel, because that was a really handy perk to have. That felt like you were having a pass was giving you that extra kind of,
Yeah.
early entry into the park. There was a number of rides that were already open that you could do before everyone else went in,
Yeah.
which I do miss. I do miss that as part of the
Yeah.
passes.
If they got rid of the essential pass option, so the only option, the lowest standard was the gold and the gold price, do you think that would be a bad thing?
I don't think it'd be a bad thing because I think having three different types of passes can be quite confusing. I think it can be quite complicated to figure out because they used to just have two. They always just had two. And I think having three, I understand why they did it because it benefits, say, if you've got young children, you've got a toddler and yourself, and in the week you want to go on off-peak day, it's quiet. That, I understand having that kind of discounted pass to do that. But probably we would just get Towers passes, the rest of them, and then one of us would have a gold pass for the parking.
I just think it's the essential pass to me that it could be done away with. And I get the argument that it's great because it gives everyone the option to go and experience theme parks. But to me, it's like, no, what it gives everyone is the option to go and experience theme parks multiple times. And does anybody need that? Because as a £79 pass is still more than a day's entry, 2 days' entry, it's probably about equivalent to. So, why do we think we need to have year-round entry into theme parks for a really cut bottom price? Like, it confuses my head because on one hand we're saying we want theme parks to invest. We want great experiences when we go. We want themed experiences. We want ride installations that are well thought through. And like, shock and awe us, and we go, wow, that's so cool. And those things cost money. Like, there's no doubt they cost money. But at the same time, we want entry into those experiences for the lowest possible price, like for maybe a few pounds per visit. And the two things, I can't get them to add up. But it's like, surely if you want quality ride experiences, themed experiences, new investments, you appreciate that that comes at a cost, and that cost comes from us spending money at the theme park. It's they're not
Absolutely.
just going to do it out of the good of their hearts and start just building, oh, we built this amazing £20 million roller coaster and it's £2 to ride it. Like, it
Is it because
doesn't
they get a
add up.
larger chunk of money in one go than if
Well,
you just turn up and pay
I think
£34 in a
so.
day,
Yeah, it,
whereas you're
obviously.
guaranteeing they're
Yeah.
getting 200 something quid?
Yeah.
Or if there's a family of five of you, we're talking about £1,000
Yeah.
there,
In the close season
literally
as well,
in one
probably.
go.
Yeah. So it's
And
like a cash
is
flow
that why
thing.
it's been a pushed?
Yeah.
Because it is pushed. The
It is
posters
pushed,
are
yeah.
everywhere.
I
It's on the, when you're on the monorail and they're doing the come back again all year
know.
round.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. And let's not forget they also do the buy one get one free offers on everything as well. So
Yeah.
if you're buying your soap or when it was on like the Kellogg's packet,
Yeah.
they push that as well.
I'd.
And that seems to cheapen it too, doesn't it? So you either pay in, I would say I get a lot from my pass. Like the amount I'm saving throughout the year because of, again, where I live, even if I visit Towers 10 times in that year, I'm saving so much money from that, so you've got me going regularly, not really spending then any more money. You've got people who are buy one get one free offers going, and I just wonder, is that again, does that mean numbers are bigger?
I think so.
Because
But I think the problem with all of these things is if you then see the gate price, which is whatever it is this year, 55 quid, say, you're like, oh, God, £55 to get into Alton Towers. And we're shocked at it. And I'm not sure that we should be shocked at it, actually, when you
No.
consider what it would have cost to get in 1995, for example.
No, right,
Like, it's not that much more now. It's really not. But we know how much more things should cost now. And we've seen the installations that have been made since then. I don't know. I think we need to kind of readjust our expectations of what a day out at a theme park costs. And I do it when I go to Europa. Like, Europa is 65, 70 quid each to get in. And you go, oh, that's expensive. But actually, you realize that that's what you get for it is worth that cost, and it does become a treat, and it's not something you go and do every week. It's a couple of times a year, but actually, as we've said, if your experience is better on those couple of visits compared to going 20 times and having a terrible experience,
Absolutely.
is it worth it? The other thing, which I did mention when I talked about this online, is that these parks, I think, really need more filler attractions that will help with the queues. Like the fact that Alton Towers have got rid of so many of their flat rides. You know, we talked about the Blade last year. You look back on the pictures of Exeter where you had three flat rides in that area, as well as two roller coasters, and now there's just the two roller coasters. You can't keep inviting more and more people into your park and not giving them stuff to do. They've got rid of the entertainment. There's no shows to go and watch. Like, how do you break your day? But if you're not
It's
stood in a
very true.
queue, what are you doing at a Merlin theme park? You may be eating your picnic lunch that you brought from home. There
That's very
just needs
true.
to be more going on. And all of that stuff costs money. And I think when you've got cut bottom prices, we're not going to see those installations happen. We're just not. The money isn't there to do everything. Out of interest, how much is a Drayton Manor season pass
Drayton
if you're going to
Manor,
get one of those?
so Drayton Manor have a silver pass, which is £79 for your 4+ kids and adults, and then gold pass is 99.
So on paper, you're like, right, £79, same price as Merlin Essential Pass. But it's only getting into one theme park. Like, that's the difference. Like, yes, it's still great value, £79 for a year-round access into Drayton Manor. I think that's phenomenal value. But it's only Drayton Manor. We're not saying, oh, come to all of our theme parks and all of our other like sundries as well that we own. Like, I just think it's too cheap. It's not enough for what you
It
get.
is when you think, yeah. I mean, if you're a theme park nerd as well, and you want to go to all of these parks, you'd be tempted because, again, living where we live, you're not far from Drayton Manor. But again, it's like, well, it's £100 to do an annual pass, but it's still quite tempting. There's something when you look at it and think, I could go to Drayton Manor. Am I going to get a better day out going to Drayton Manor more often? Potentially. I mean, you might not have the same kind of themed attractions that you're going to get at, towers or the
You might
roller
not have the
coasters and
2 hour
stuff,
queue.
but then you're not going to have the 2-hour queue. And so that's why you've got to kind of weigh it up that way, haven't you, really?
What about Pleasure Beach? I know they had an offer on their season passes.
So Blackpool's interesting one because they've obviously reduced what it was. Because I remember us talking about it last year and it had
Yeah, it
gone
was like
up to like a
200.
ridiculous amount. Their Platinum Pass is 125, and that's unlimited every day of the 2026 season.
But to me, I know that's more expensive than the Merlin Pass. So on paper, you go, well, £79 guess it's access into all these theme parks, £125, only one theme park. But I think that's the kind of cost they need to be. Like, I do think, like, per theme park, that's where we need to get our heads into. This is how much it costs to be able to go unlimited and ride unlimited. We need to be at that level. And there is a great perk with the Pleasure Beach Pass in that you get free entry 1 day into loads of European parks. So you may or may not use that perk. If you're a theme park fan, you probably will at least go to Efteling or Europa or PortAventura. You get 1 day into all of those, Liseberg, which is awesome. But even without that perk, I think £125 is entirely a reasonable amount to ask for unlimited access to a theme park with unlimited rides once you're in. I just think £79 is too cheap.
It's too cheap, and like you say, everyone then will buy one, and
Too
then,
many
like you say, just
people.
it's
Everyone's having a rubbish day now. What about
but do
Poulton's? We talk about Poulton's a lot on
I
here.
know. Well, Poulton's have done new passes for this year, so now theirs is expensive. Theirs is expensive. They've got three again. So your essential pass is £172, and that's off-peak period. And then their Star Pass is their second one. That's £225. That's unlimited visits during off-peak periods, including selected weekends. And then their premium pass is £290.
Okay, so
And that's
that's
unlimited anytime. So there's no restrictions on that date, basically. So
that
that's
is in
just Poulton's.
line with Europa Park. My silver pass, which does have some exclusion dates, and I know you've just said it's really expensive, and it is compared to the Merlin Pass. But genuinely, and I will literally die on this hill, I think that is where we need to get to with the costing of annual passes. This is unlimited access to a theme park which is only closed for a few weeks a year. Poulton's, I think it was shut for, was it even 6 weeks? I don't know, over Christmas. Like it was open so much. Unlimited access, and you know when you go there, the park is clean, that it's well kept, the operations are good, there's plenty of rides there. If you know, it's not a park at the moment for older teenagers, but if you've got a young family, you're going to have a good day out. I don't think £300 is bad value for
All year
what
round,
they're giving you, which is unlimited access to all of their rides. And look what they're doing, they're investing.
They're investing every year, and it's a great park. I think distance wise might put people off.
Well, only if you live in the middle, or if you live in
You know,
London or
I suppose London, I don't know how
anywhere
far it
along the
is from
south. Oh,
London.
it's like 2 hours. It's really like, it's not far at all. I get it's on the south coast, so if you're in the north of the country, it's a long way. But the like scope of people, like the populace that they have like available to them is huge. And I just think we need to just reset our minds. And maybe go, having an annual pass, an unlimited entry is a privilege, and it's not going to come cheap. And if we want one because that is our hobby, we're going to have to pay for it. And if we want one because we want to take the family multiple times a year, we're going to have to pay for it, but we're going to get a good day out.
I don't want to really think about how much Universal will be
Either, well,
because
it's going to, yeah, exactly. It's going to be, I think it's going to be 500. 600 plus. I mean, we're also talking 5 years' time, so who knows? But yeah, it's going to be
it's going to
crazy
be
money.
like
And
that.
it's, so it should be. Like, I don't think we all have to go, well, we should all be able to always go to a theme park all day long. They're expensive places. They are luxury places, and they kind of need to be reconfigured in our brains like that. That's my thoughts on it. That's your thoughts on it. If you've got thoughts listening to this, I'd love to know them. Are you a Merlin annual pass holder? Do you think you get value for money? Do you think there's something that could be done differently? Let us know. You can leave it in the comments of this podcast, or you can find me on the social channels. You know where to find me. Just search podcast, and my little face will pop up, and let me know what you think, and we can maybe revisit this one in the future. If you haven't already, do hit subscribe. That means you'll never miss an episode whenever we release one. If you want to leave a review, you can do that as well. If I've made you angry because I'm saying you should pay more for your Merlin annual pass, don't worry, I won't hold it against you. For now, though, we've been Parkcast.
Parkcast. The UK's original theme park podcast.